Hi, this is Gary Chalk, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
My name is Adam of Grayskull. When good is threatened by the power of Eternia, I was summoned to the future by the last of mankind to defend them in their hour of need. But my old enemy, Skeletor, followed me. Now, here in the future, he has found new allies to help him in his never-ending fight against all that is good. Yet on Primus, I too have found new brave friends and a new family. Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic, we struggle against the forces of darkness. Good against evil. The battle continues.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 86th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, once again, I've dragged him along, TFG1 Mike.
Nope, not even.
So you're not ready for another trip to space?
Hell no, no.
Too bad, we're going anyways. Shoom. All right, in this episode of Masters in Space, we'll be giving you our thoughts on the next three episodes of the series. Episode 10, The Festival of Lights. Seems festive. Episode 11, The Gift, and episode 12, Skeletor's Victory, a hidden two-parter. So we hope you're ready, because it's time, Mike. I'm sorry, but we're going back to space.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
All right, first up is episode 10, The Festival of Lights, October 1990, going back to Mr. Jack Lesker. A solar eclipse occurs on Primus, I'll be damned, and a large celebration is being planned in the form of a galactic rodeo show. What the f- But Skeletor is planning to take advantage of the opportunity. We have solar eclipses, we have a galactic rodeo show, and we have Skeletor looking for his prime opportunity to pounce. What do you think of the Festival of Lights?
I would rather watch the Festivus for the Rest of Us from Seinfeld.
Here's the thing. We, you know, not too far off in the past had a solar eclipse in our real world, right? Mm-hmm. And my suggestion would be, if you want to enjoy the new adventures of He-Man, next time the eclipse rolls around, which is like 2024 or something like that, make sure you look straight into that fucking sun. Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way that your eyes are going to enjoy this series.
Yep. And see, here's the thing, okay? As soon as I started watching this episode and I realized what Western Star was, I'm like, oh no. It's an animal show. It's a bull show. Skeletor has a bull in there. I would rather bring TV's Mr. Neal in here and the three of us talk about the classic Looney Tunes short, Bully for Bugs. This is the one where he goes up against the big bull, where he's trying to get to the Coachella Festival, or he's trying to get to the Carrot Festival in Coachella, and he takes a wrong turn, doesn't take the left turn in Albuquerque, and he ends up fighting this bull down in Mexico. That is a better cartoon than this.
It's not the worst we've seen.
It's
not the worst we've seen. I honestly think, you know, going into my better favorite moments or whatever, I like the premise, mm-hmm. not as explained in that synopsis, but I like, you know, as you're watching the episode, how it shapes up. Like, it seems interesting from that aspect. If I was just to read that plot synopsis, I would not be interested. Yeah. I think we do get to see quite a bit of the supporting cast, which is good again. I think this honestly could have been a three-parter. Like, it seems like it's that big of a scale that they could have really drawn this out and made it more of an entertaining, interesting thing. But because it's not a three-parter, it fails a little bit. Mm-hmm. There is one saving grace for this episode, and he goes by the name of Sagittar. Mm-hmm. Or Sagittaire. I don't know. Sagittarius, whatever. I guess. But because that is the first character that has somewhat looked like he could have been in the Filmation series.
Yeah.
So that's my good moments. Anything for you?
A Western ep. Okay, great. But at least Skeletor talking as a Westerner is kind of funny.
Yeah.
That was, you know, on the scale of, you know, Buford Tannen from Back to the Future 3. The He-Man bull scene, as I already said, reminds me of Bugs Bunny. Bully for Bugs. Slushhead likes westerns. Okay, then. Slushhead, we're getting a little bit more into your character there. A little bit, little too much of a look. Yeah, I mean, overall, this isn't... It's not the worst, but it's not by any means a good episode. It's middle ground, bordering on bad.
I think I must be grading on a curve or something.
Why?
Because I'm giving these episodes positive ratings. It seems like I should be happy, but it's like, I guess I'm just glad that they're not even worse than they are. So, I mean, yeah, this is not a bad episode. I don't have any Snake Mountain moments anyways. Because nothing angered me. And when it comes down to hardware, it's just all about Sagittarius for me. He gets a power sword and nobody else gets shit.
I'll give one to him and I'll give one to Skeletor. I gotta give one to Skeletor every episode at this point. The Skeletor is the best part of that. I mean, come on. You know, he does have some good lines in this. Not as many as he's had in the past, but yeah. Still.
What about a grade for you?
2.5.
I'm a little bit higher, like normal, except for one episode last time. I'm at 3.5. So 3.5 for me. I thought it was an interesting enough episode. We got to see some supporting cast. We got to see Sagittarius, which is one of my favorite characters so far. Hope we get to see more like him. So 3.5. Mm-hmm. All right. That means it's break time. But when we come back, don't worry. I got a gift for you.
Ew. Messy.
Thus, with the power of the good and the way of the magic.
Next up is episode 11. It's called The Gift. October 1990. Jack Lesker. Nothing's changing. Flog surprises the inhabitants of Primus with an unexpected peace offer and gives them a gift to prove his goodwill. Similar about that whole, I guess, giving the peace or whatnot, but a two-parter. Yeah. So, key episode for Flog and Master Sebrian, according to the people that know stuff about this series. What did you think about this beginning of this two-parter with the peace offering from Flog?
I was underwhelmed. I was underwhelmed because this isn't your standard, you know, Anchors Aloft part one, part two. Like, like we said, it's essentially a hidden two-parter. Like, if they would have named it, like, the same thing and just said part one and part two, like, I was like, by the end of this, and I'm watching, I'm like, wait a minute, it's over? Really? You mean I have to go and watch the next one now? Like, immediately? Because this is the end of one half of a full hour episode or something? Like, what the hell? Work.
Yeah.
And again, the plot. This is the second time so far that we've had, you know, the villains wanting peace, and then obviously they're up to something. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have called this thing Skeletor's Master Plan Parts 1 and 2 and just substituted Megatron for Skeletor.
I guess, if you wanted to get a better series involved. I like the two-parter idea. I like the grand scale of what we have going on. My biggest problem with this is it is an exact ripoff of a Star Trek episode, The Trouble with Tribbles. because he gives them this gift, which is basically a little furry animal pet type thing that everybody wants, and then it multiplies and we have them, you know, everywhere, and then they turn out to be a dangerous, you know, creature that's going to wreak havoc on the civil population. That's exactly what happened in The Trouble for Tribbles in the original Star Trek series. So it is so much like that episode that I had to take some points off for the lack of originality and the lack of acknowledging that that's what you're doing here.
Yeah.
So that leads me right into a Havoc staff, which is going to go to Jack Lesker for ripping off Star Trek. Like, if you're going to rip off something, like, use the idea, but do it a completely different way. They almost even fucking look like Tribbles. So it's just bad from that standpoint. I did like He-Man and Skeletor, though, so I'll give them both a power sword.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
For me, Skeletor and He-Man gets power swords for their cheesy lines in this one. I'll give a Havoc staff to Jack Lesker because can we get other writers, please? Like, seriously.
He's like, clearly not doing it, guys.
You look at Filmation, both of them, you know, you had Larry DiTillo, you had Bob Forward, you had J. Michael Straczynski, you had all these people, and we've got one guy writing every single episode.
And
almost,
he's not.
Okay.
And he's not a well-renowned cartoon writer.
Yeah, no.
Just put it that way.
Yeah, no.
What do you got for rating, sir?
1.5.
Wow, wow, wow. You didn't spew that much hate towards it. I didn't think we were going down that far. I still like the idea that it's a grand scale. It's a two-parter. There's some things to like. So I'm at a 3, but I am just stuck in this no man's land between like 2.5 and 3.5.
I gave it a 1.5 because I didn't know it was going to be a two-part. Like, I was like, wait, where's the rest of the episode? And then I had to switch over to the episode 12 to get that. I'm like, no, no, you should have told me this in the beginning. That way I would have expected it. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Well, let's do that same thing. Let's switch over to episode 12 right after this break.
Hey, everyone. This is the Music Man 08, one of the co-hosts of Beyond the Night with TFG1 Mike. Would you like to hear variety? Would you like to hear it out of the clear blue sky? If you've said yes to both these questions, then head on over to www.sky106.net, and why don't you check out the schedule to find out when your favorite DJs are on. You may also fill out an application, follow us on Twitter, send us feedback, and tune in with your media player of choice. You may also add us to Skype. That website, again, is www.sky106.net, where everything is out of the clear blue sky.
Last episode of today, episode 12, Skeletor's Victory, October 1990. Guess who it's written by? Jack Olesker. After fooling Primus with their offer of peace, the mutants finally succeed in conquering the planet. Still, the joy of the invaders holds itself within limits because could He-Man and some others have escaped into the underground where they continue to offer embittered resistance to the conquerors. So this is like this whole thing. We're moving into this whole, this is like a turning point in the series almost. Like the only thing that got me excited about this episode, I'm going to go right into it, was the fact that could this be like a shift in the series? Could this be a turning point in the series where we're going to go a completely different direction? We're going to get different stories. He-Man's going to be on the outside now while the mutants rule the planet. Like, that's what I was hoping for. I don't know if that's going to be a thing that they're going to carry forward or if this is just a one-parter and, you know, one off and we're going to go right back to things as usual. But I was excited about the idea that this could change the entire feel of the series.
Yeah. I started to get excited and then, you know, and I do like this out of the two-parter here. This one is the better of the two, obviously.
Right.
And I did very much like it. I still enjoy how Skeletor always manipulates Flog. I think that's he's like, no, Flog, this is not my plan. This is your plan. I'm just helping you out with it. And, you know, that whole thing. Because, again, I think, I could be wrong, and I probably am, but I think they're building I think they're building us up to eventually Skeletor just being like close to the end of the series, just being done with Flog and just, you know, taking over himself or something. I don't know.
Well, I hope that happens long before the end of the series. I hope that happens real soon. But this is like an episode, it almost has the feel of like a season ender. Like yeah. This is how one season would end and we would completely shift to a different type of season yeah. going forward. But it's happening in episode like whatever this is. A 12, so
yeah. I know we did this before in Filmation He-Man because he had to do it a lot more than he has to do it here. He intentionally changed it. Like, I know he's changed back and forth between Adam and He-Man before in the previous 11 episodes, but in this one, in the second part here, he intentionally changes back into Adam because, you know, Adam is not the one who's being, you know, hunted and wanted and all of that. So I did like that. Nice. He needs no papers. Oh, God. These are not the droids you're looking for. Move along. Really? Seriously, Olesker? Come on. But the cool thing, the reason why I have that in my good moments is the coolest thing of how they did it. It was the sorceress that did it through He-Man's eyes or Adam's eye. Like, I thought that was that's why I wrote that down. It wasn't because it was ripping off Star Wars. It was because of how they conveyed
right
the thing. Yeah.
You read my mind because the only thing I had was the transforming back to Adam. I definitely picked up on that right away and wrote it down. Like I enjoyed the fact that he had to do that. So that was probably my favorite part. And then just kind of, like I said, just the grand scale and the idea that maybe this was going to be a turn for something different. I do have a power sword for He-Man. He was the one that stood out today for me.
He-Man and Skeletor again for their lines. Havoc Staff, I... The damn scientists, all of them. I don't care which. The entire frigging group. They all need to be brained with Havoc Staffs. Oh my god. Like, I just can't stand those characters.
Yeah, I agree. And for rating, I am, like you said, higher on this one than I was the first part. So I'm going to go all the way up to 3.5 for this episode.
That's scary. We're at the same thing. I'm at 3.5 as well for this because it was much better than the first part.
Hey, we're ending on a positive note. See, we don't hate things just to hate them. We're giving them a shot. If it's a good episode, we'll say it's a good episode. And I guess this qualifies as one of the few so far. So, yeah. I mean, we're ending on a good note. Episode 12, let's completely shift the tone of this series. Let's let the mutants rule the planet and let's have He-Man be part of the rebellion. I'm all for it.
Yeah, we just need She-Ra and Bo and Cowl and Orko and...
Anybody to help would be nice.
Yeah.
Let's bring back some people from Eternia. Let's get them, let's transport them back to this world. Let's actually just fuck this world. Let's go to Eternia.
Yeah.
Let's travel there and reset the whole... Since you're not wanted, you're on the outskirts, the mutants won, go back to Eternia.
Well, if Master Sebrian and the rest of the people of Primus lost and the mutants kicked them off the planet or enslaved them or whatever else, He-Man could come in on a holo ship.
Just take them all back.
No, listen. He-Man could come in on a holo ship that looks exactly like Primus on the inside, you know, mass shift them all and just take them to Eternia. And say, oh yeah, your planet exploded, or you know, basically just pull a Star Trek. I mean, seriously, you're already doing it so far anyways.
Just take them back to Eternia. Let the mutants have this world. Is it really worth it?
I mean, I think the people are worth it, some of them, anyway.
No, I'm saying take them all. Take everybody to Eternia, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Get off the shithole.
I'd love to see Flipshot and Mechanek have a team up.
That'd be funny.
That'd be super funny.
Let's have Slushhead meet Merman. Come on, let's do
it. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a final break, and we'll be back to close this crap shootout.
And a preview of what's ahead in this fantastic series.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download this show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
All right, we are back. Anything you want to say before I end our nightmare here today?
I mean, we ended on a positive note. I guess I'll look forward to the next set of three episodes for a minute.
Mm-hmm. For about a half a minute.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Masters in Space today. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave feedback for the show. There are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on this and all of other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do not judge us on this part of the podcast alone. We spent 5 years on Filmation. Judge us on that. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Power of Grayskull for the show, at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. I am at TF21Mike. What is your Twitter?
Follow me at Optimus Solo, and I would just like to bookmark this episode. Anytime someone says all we were doing was negative, we'll look back to this one. We said something positive.
Yeah, we did. We hope you enjoyed this episode today, and don't forget to join us in our next adventure when we will take a look at the next three episodes of The New Adventures of He-Man, those being He-Man in Exile. Uh-oh. The Seeds of Resistines?
Resistance.
Okay, I was going to say, that's misspelled. And the Battle for Levitan, or Levitan, or whatever the hell.
Sounds like we're gonna keep the Resistance angle going, at least for a couple episodes.
Yep. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with...
Optimus Solo for the power and magic of Gloria. I don't know what the line is.
By the power of the...
Trying to put it out of my head.
By the power of the good and the way of the magic, we will catch you next week in episode 87. I almost want to push episode 87 off. Like, take what content we're doing for 87, push that away, and just put in the 87 commentary. Seeing as how it is 30 years old this year, we should. Come on!